meteorologist Andrew Frieden. He says this week should be much less humid. However, the damage and problems the rain has caused remain. Searchers are scheduled to go back out in Albemarle this morning to look for someone who remains missing from flash floods that occurred during the middle of last week. The person was in a Prius that was swept away when Ivy Creek overwent its banks. Three people were killed outside Charlottesville when they received 7 to 9 inches of rain in a short period of time last Wednesday and Thursday. State voting officials are asking people, or were asking people even before this weekend's rains, to be aware of swollen waterways. They're going to be even higher now.
Obviously, the most important thing of everything is always wear a life jacket. Make sure you have the proper equipment on you. You know, make sure you are wearing that. It's secure. So if something wants to happen, that you're safe.
Game and Inland Fisheries spokeswoman Paige Pearson, she also says plan ahead and let people know your plan if you at all plan to head out on the water anytime soon. And President Trump pardoned himself. Lots of talk about that this past weekend as Trump lawyer Rudy Giuliani suggests legally it is possible. This is Giuliani confirmed the existence of a letter from earlier this year spelling out the president's legal strategy in the Russia investigation.
The real ramifications for that would be political.